12 weeks that typically are arrangement of the main switch board. So main switch board electric diagram, firstly we draw as a singular circuit diagram. That will be the supply wire, fuse, and then this can be to the kWh meter, kilowatt hour meter, and then go to the main switch. The other main switch that will be connected to the subresa circuit breaker RCD. So that will be the circuit breaker. DB means the circuit breaker. RCD means a residual current device. So this is the up rotation and leakage. So that will be a circuit breaker, CD circuit breaker, RCD means a residual current device. So that will be a and leakage rotation. So from the main switch of the fuse, we can connect to the kilowatt hour meter and the main switch and the subless and the other switch. So in this case, we also can connect to the main active wire here, main neutral wire here. So this means we go to the main neutral thing. So main neutral link, from the main neutral link, and also you can connect it to the add link. So this main neutral link and add link are connected together. So this is for the arrangement of the main switchboard. Main add neutral, main neutral, and the protected neutral. And here is we arrange the here with the main switch. Main switch. So then we will just switch here. Then we also utilize the hot water system. Hot water. And then we also utilize RCD. RCD for the anti-decay fluorescent RCD. Then we hold you the circuit breaker. Here is the circuit breaker. The circuit breakers are connected for the power, light, and also we use the RCD too. And then also the light power too. So this is for the effect of the main system, main add, main neutral, protected neutral, and the main switch, hot water, RCD 1, RCD 2, and light power 1 and light power 2. RCD for the residual current device for the leakage of protection. So in the protection, after that we do the protection C63, so I will tell you more detail about the RCD. Now it's I just told this how the circuit will arrange. Okay, first these are service main is coming. Service main is here, active wire. Service main. So service main are usually come to the main switch. And here, this main switch is the sub main switch. This is for the power. So in this case, this sub main switch is usually we can utilize the range aircon. So here, rain and aircon, we direct to the circuit. So this main switch, we connect it here. Power coming, they go to here. And then, rain and aircon, we can connect it directly. And after that, hot water system, you can direct connect. Hot water system, you can also direct connect. You don't need to do the RCD. RCD is a residual current supplementation device, only utilized for the socket outlet. For the range, arrangement the cooking, cooking oven, range, electric range, or the air conditioning, you don't need the RTC direct supply. Mainly, after the range air conditioning, we supply the electric power. And hot water direct you can supply. You don't need any fluoridation. Otherwise, you have to connect it to the RCD. So RCD is the RCD 1 input, the RCD 2 also input. So this is input to the RCD 1, input to the RCD 2. After that, this RCD you connect it, and then you also connect it to the light point and the power point. So then, this RCD input here, RCD output this one. So as the wire coming out, so that RCD output is suitable, you have to be utilized for power. This power one, you have to utilize. So this all the power that need to be provided by the RCD. Power socket outlet need to be provided by the RCD. And similarly, RCD 2 output connected to power 2. All the power socket outlet need to be supported by the RCD. So this RCD has to be connected to the all the power socket outlet. In the meantime, the lighting does not need the RCD, so that you can directly connect it to the RCD. So this lighting point, power point, you also can connect the RCD. So this one lighting, you can connect the RCD. This lighting, you can also connect an RCD. So the lighting and power point, you can connect it through the RCD. This is for the all the red color lines are active wire line. Then I will show you this neutral wire line. The neutral wire is usually coming from the main supply neutral, service neutral. So service neutral coming. So this serving neutral output is connected to the usually connected to the main neutral link. So this is the main neutral link. So from this main neutral link coming, the electrical wire coming here, this wire go to the RCD. So this wire go to the RCD. Okay? So after the RCD, output neutral is need to be connected to protected as a neutral. This fluoride RCD output are connected to fluoride neutral. So that this fluoride neutral wire, all the power you have to connect it through the fluoride neutral. Therefore, this RCD and this power you connect to the fluoride neutral. Also, this power you have to use the fluoride neutral. So this will use the load. So main neutral, you can directly connect it. For the power load, you can connect the protected neutral. From the main neutral point, you can connect RCD and you can connect the load. But for the hot water system, rain and air con, you can directly take from the main neutral. So this one, rain, you can directly take from here, air con, and hot water. Okay, this one is a typical arrangement diagram. After that, main RT system. The main RT system connected to R. So this main RT system and main user and major combined, this is the MVM. So this is the arrangement of the typical switchboard system. So this typical switchboard, like when you see without this one, they will be very complicated. But this is not typical. Main switch, power coming, so all rain air cooling directly, hot water directly. And then go to the RCD, and also the RCD. So that from the RCD output, you connect it to the light and power, then RCD output, light and power. And main supply service neutral go to the main neutral. From the main neutral, you can directly connect it to the hot water system range. And from the protected neutral, you can have to connect it to the all the lighting load and the power load. So this is the way that we make that connection. So this is for the arrangement of the upper depending RTD on the main switch board. So this is the typical socket outlet connection diagram. From the socket outlet, this is GMO, so we can see the RTD. So the RTD, we have to connect with the power. Power means a socket outlet. Power is mean socket outlet. So socket outlet are power, so here is the power. All the socket outlet we connect like this. Or, so then we use our from the power, we can connect it to this socket outlet. So the socket outlet can be connected to this power line. In the meantime, this is all the motor control circuit system we can connect. So this is what is how this cable going through. So normally cable lines are usually going through, there's a hole. Hole got this two brick. Especially the single layer brick, but this is the here, this is the one brick. So this is the cavity brick. So between the brick, this is the gap. From this gap we can run the wire. So this gap we can run, usually run a conduit through the gap between the concrete. So this one we draw the hole here. So that this cable is coming through this column and can go to the upper plate. So this one cable is running separated. So normally we run the cable like this. This is between the flow joint. One flow joint, another flow joint. From here you can run the cable. So it can be this under on the wall or the beside the wall. From the display you can run the cable. And from the one flow joint here, this is the cable. This is the electrical cable. We can run cable like this. This is a cable like this. How we run the cable? This is the cable installation diagram. So this is the cables can run, conduit, cable, can run, head. So one with the cavity wall, to the flow joint, to the ceiling. So this is the ways that you can run a cable wall. So here we have a cable. This is electrical cable. Flow joint that you can run. Here is a cable wall, you can run a cable. And from here to here, you can run a cable. So this is how we really install the cable. We can install the cable through this place. So cable, some cable clip it to the bearing drive, under the drive. So this is the cable that I run. How we run a cable. In the meantime, so we build a house, then we use the place to run the cable. Normally we run the cable coming from this ceiling place. The ceiling place we can run the cable. So this is the where you start run the cable in the house, especially the cable run at the ceiling place or the flow joist, we run the cable. That kind of cable will be this, this is the cavity wall. This is the cavity. Cavity means most of the walls are the brick, two layer of the brick. First layer, second layer, between the gap. So between gap you can also run the cavity. Normally we use this system in the Austrian home. Most of the Austrian homes are brick veneer homes or the cavity home. That all the single stories are the mostly used this system. It can protect the damping. Temporal system. Because of this, during the winter time, it's very cold. So that then, this air system can provide the damping system. So between this one, you can run the cable. So the after that, this one is how you run the cable. Cables are running under the ceiling or the flow joint, and then cables are coming out, and then we connect it to this required circuit system. So this is about how we run the cable. So normally, before you design the electrical cable, you need to draw the cable layout diagram. Cable layout diagram. In the switching diagram. To be drawn. Before installation. So this one we use as a typical piece of wall here. So this is this electrical diagram this way, and then on the equipment line, we draw the diagram. This one the electrical diagram have we draw. So the other things are the electrical diagram have we draw. Appropriate partition, existing wall condition, appropriate partition. You have to draw the plan, and all the cables have to be run like this. So this is for the cable system, running system. So give it under the sun. If you are in solid fluorescent light, the rule by rule we connect, and this give it can be run through the this system. And after that, this is what the typical Meizu Saki Bo system. Meizu Saki Bo here, this is very like a Saki Bo. All the Meizu, they connected here and connected to this system. So all the DA connections follow the step way. But this one is only single line diagram. That's why I show you the complete Saki diagram, single and the neutral, but this one only the single line diagram. Okay, at this stage I summarize, so that before this one I give you the tutorial. Okay, I will summarize the tonight lesson. So I'm talking about the, tonight I'm talking about the, from the main switch board to the application place, so all how, why are we run, so I talk about the main switch board connection. Main switch board connection, main switch board installation, also the place to cable RAM. In this case, you also need to know about the cables, cable protection. I show you the video cable protection, cables are termination procedure, I show you about. We have to follow the appropriate procedure to terminate the cable. In the meantime, we got talking about the appropriate auxiliary wiring rule regarding the cable selection, cable protection, polytrop protection, cable enclosure. So I also show the introduction to the AS3008. In the meantime, I show you the details of main switch box electrical connection diagram and where the place cable runs. So I show you the slide, many places, how to run the cable at the ceiling, floor joist, cavity wall. So from this way that we run the cable. That's all for tonight.